Welcome, football fans, to the 2018 NFL Draft, Texas style. I can't believe you guys are booing the Cowboys. Come on. Thank you all for being here and for all of you tuning in across the country to welcome our future NFL stars. We already have a record tonight. Over 100,000 fans are here in AT&T Stadium, both here, inside, and outside the stadium. That's a tribute to you, the fans. I'm joined by three of the greatest men to ever play for the Cowboys. All three are Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year and are models for the newest class of players, for their excellence on the field, but more importantly, for what they do off the field in their communities. Troy Aikman, Jason Witten, and Roger Staubach. Give it to them, guys.
That's what she is, the queen of recluse. So bow down to her if you want. Bow to her. Bow to the queen of slime, the queen of filth, the queen of putrescence. Boo! Boo! Rubbish! Filth!
So if you're ready,
slime, muck.
Are you ready?
Boo! Boo!
Let's get it started. The 2018 NFL Draft is now officially open. The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
Warning, you are about to enter the flop shop. Please proceed with caution.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Welcome to the now pre-almost draft show. You are in.
We already did a pre-show.
I know, that's why it's not the, it was the pre-pre-show.
Well, that was the pre-pre-show.
This is just a pre-show, almost age of consent show. We're almost there.
Is this pre-show part two?
I'd say this is pre-show part two.
Charlie Sheen.
I am your host, Paul, and your co-host. To my right, as always, the one, the only, the handsome, the fabulous.
Oh, handsome.
Yes. Hamburger.
The hamburger's here.
Ray Hamburger.
Hamburger's back.
Yes, yes, yes. Hamburger, how are you?
You know what? I'm doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. I've had a couple months to think about what I wanted to talk about today since our last show.
What was our last show?
We did a show, a month and a half ago. That was our pre-show.
So much has happened since then.
Nothing has happened since then.
I know.
Everything is exactly the same.
Is it though?
Well, tell me one major thing that has happened between now and when our last show was that's relevant to our league.
Darius Geis went out.
Is that? But
got it.
Okay. All right. Fine. You know what? Fair enough.
Okay.
You got me.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking of more specifically to our league.
Oh, to our league.
Because there's only one thing that really matters right now with our league.
Yeah.
And this is something that matters to every league.
I got something.
Uh-huh.
Andy's pregnant again. I just want to say I'm sorry because I was in town and, long story short, Andy, I'd like him to be named after me. That'd be great.
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Andy is actually pregnant situation?
Can I ask you a sidebar on that?
Sidebar.
Okay, so I said to someone once, he said, I've got big news. And it was a guy. His name was we'll call him Joe. I said, you're pregnant.
You know you are allowed to change the name.
All right, I'll call him Steve.
Okay, fair enough.
So I go, oh, what are you, pregnant? He goes, yeah, I'm pregnant. No, we're pregnant. I'm pregnant. And I was like, I think we're in a generation now where if the lady is pregnant, do you say we're pregnant? I never really got behind that.
Whether or not, if you approach a female, you could say, are you pregnant? Or are you saying,
no,
as a guy?
As a guy, right? So, like, my wife's been pregnant. I didn't say we're pregnant. I said my wife is pregnant.
That's right. She's the one who's actually pregnant.
That's correct.
You did nothing.
Have you heard a male person? I'm not judging. If you want to say you're pregnant, God bless you. All right? But have you heard a guy say we're pregnant before?
No, that's weird, because the man is not pregnant. The male contribution to childbirth is actually pretty laughable. Like, your 2 to 3 minute contribution to the whole ordeal is could have done without.
No, I like how you're giving me a little more time than that. That's good.
Hey, listen, you put the toaster button down,
yes.
And by the time it gets up, you better be ready.
I'm ready. So, but Andy's wife isn't pregnant, but Andy might be.
Oh, very good. I'm telling you. That's junior. There was a whole Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. Daily with that.
Okay.
No. Let's get back to the topic at hand.
Wow.
The most important thing that our draft is facing. Do you know what time it is?
Do I know what time it is?
Do you know what is happening this weekend?
Well, I've got a dentist appointment. No. Let me check my... Oh, that's right. It's draft weekend.
That's draft time!
Oh my gosh.
It's here.
Oh, is it hell?
It is here.
Okay, let me give you
We have a preseason game already in the books.
We had a few.
There's been this. Oh my goodness. Football is here. Draft time is here. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm so excited right now.
Quick question for you, Hamburger. Which is better? Okay. And this is for all the listeners, too. You are 9 years old.
Yes.
It's snowing outside.
Mm-hmm.
You got the cookies out for Santa.
That sounds very
lovely.
You
got the carrots out for his reindeer.
Who does that?
You're ready. I don't know. I saw it on a William Sonoma commercial. You know, they sell good stuff. By the way, William Sonoma. Well, I want to shoehorn this in. William Sonoma. Not one of our sponsors.
But very good.
great clothes, though, if they feel like. Santa's coming.
All
He's
right.
coming for you.
Yes,
are you more excited for Santa as a 9-year-old or for fantasy draft weekend as a grown A man?
I am more excited for the draft.
Yes, of course you are.
You have to be more excited
yes.
than the draft. Well, you know, one of the things, Santa never came into my neighborhood anyway. If somebody was coming down the chimney, you better believe we were waiting at the bottom of it with some sort of weapon to defend our household. Santa was a lie.
Well, maybe that's why he didn't show up. He doesn't fly by. You just got a Jose Canseco bat. You know, you're waving it around.
Did somebody come down the chimney again?
He's looking. It's like the Purge down there. I'm not sure why. Oh, man.
All right, so we're not going to the ghetto this year.
I liken fantasy draft weekend to, I want to say El Chapo.
Yes.
In that, he's got 23 hours a day of in his cell and then 1 hour of walk-around time. This is our 1 hour of walk-around time on the year as a whole.
Who would be our Sean Penn in that situation?
Oh man. In our league? Who would be our Sean Penn? Oh, that's a good question.
No, it's not. That was a horrible question.
No,
I purposely derailed the show.
I think I'm going to go Macho Man on this one. Macho Man Randy. I think he would be our Sean Penn. But I think he would just go because Randy's always down.
All right.
You know, I think right now if El Chapo invited Randy to his cell, he might show up.
He would.
You know? Just sleep in his car overnight to beat the traffic.
I purposely derailed
his
the show.
His brother passed away. Chris Penn.
Why are you breaking this up? You are delaying me from talking about...
That's why I'm doing it.
Okay, you know who you are? You are the mother on Christmas morning who says, you can't open your presents until we've had breakfast.
Oh, no.
Why?
Why do it?
Why are you right doing
there.
This?
First, let me ask you quickly.
Okay.
A relevant question.
All right.
Did Mr. Pink get away with the diamonds at the end of some of those? Just answer. It's a simple question.
Done with it. Yes, get
so
over
here's
it.
The thing of our draft.
Okay, let's move on. Moving right along.
Our draft.
Okay.
This Saturday. I believe at noon.
Well, it's at 11:45. Is log on and get ready.
What are we using to do our draft? Now, I've had a couple people ask me this question.
Okay.
Not so much guys within our league, but just people who don't understand the concept of fantasy football.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were like, hey, you're using Yahoo Sports for your draft.
Okay.
Or to run your league, right? I'm like, yes. So are you doing your draft through Yahoo? I said, no, I don't believe so. It's like, well, how does that work? We're not using Yahoo for our draft. What are we doing?
Well, we are using an app called, I believe it's called Draft Night.
Okay.
Draft Night is an app that allows you to go offline, and it gets everyone together, and it assimilates your team very nice and neatly into Yahoo. And me and Andy split the account.
So Andy it's paid. It's not free.
No, it's paid, but like it's like $20, I think, and even still, so...
One-time fee, or do you have to re-up every year?
It's annual, so you got it every year.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Up to five leagues, though. So like, so when we have our draft at noon, I actually have a draft at 7 o'clock that night with Andy's New Hampshire league. Yeah, who I'm picturing are like, what is it, the Toxic Avengers. With the mops.
You know? With the mops. You know, just wow, that was a big throwback.
Humanoids, yeah.
So we're going to use Draft Night and instead of this other software, and there's a pay portion to it. What's the big advantage of using this software over just drafting through Yahoo?
Well, Yahoo is only live. I don't believe you can go remote. And to be honest with you, we've used Draft Night every year for the past few years. It basically simulates the old time of the draft board. Remember the draft board with the stickers?
Yep.
Everyone remembers the stickers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you stuck on sticker detail?
No, I never had to do the sticker.
Not tall enough?
What do you mean not tall enough? I'm like same height you are. No, I didn't do the sticker. Everything was virtual, even...
Wow, really?
Yeah. We never actually did the stickers you saw on like
how long have you been doing this for?
I've been doing fantasy football since 2003.
Yeah, I've been going since about then. We did stickers. You had digital, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, no, because we're nerds.
Well, you saved all that money on beating Santa.
He knows what he did.
He knows.
if you have to pay for a draft software like this, that probably work or evens itself out, because what a lot of other leagues end up doing is they do their live drafts at like restaurants.
Yeah.
So like you can go to a restaurant like Hooters and they'll have packages set up for you.
They're all closed, those Hooters.
Oh, here they're closed, but not in other parts of the country.
Well, let's go there. What are we doing here?
It's too far away from us. Now where I will be traveling during that draft, ironically, there will be our Hooters very close to me, which I will not be going to because this is a family show.
I want to read the article. Man leaves family in car with windows cracked as he proceeds to draft at Hooters for 2 hours.
While your family sits in the car?
You have the windows down. With the AC on. AC on. AC on.
You're a horrible man.
I know.
You'd probably end up spending more money at that doing the live draft at a restaurant than you would, let's say, a $20 fee, so multiple guys can draft. Because here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Because our draft group is so spread out. We've got guys in Western New York, guys in the Southern Tier, guys in other parts of New England, guys down south, what have you. Yeah. Our league is spread out.
Almost half our league is drafting one spot, though.
That is true.
And the other half is drafting in Greece. You are really one of the...
Am I the only outlier?
You are.
Am I pod three?
Yeah, I don't... What is that?
Well, we have one pod that's going to be in Pennsylvania. We have another pod that'll be in Western New York.
Yeah.
And then I will be a remote pod somewhere in Maryland by the time we start drafting.
You're in Delaware.
I'm... Because of you, I'm actually leaving earlier, and I'm gunning for a particular spot in Maryland where I can set up shop and do this draft live.
I like it when my actions have ramifications on other people's families.
Huge. Yes, you...
Travel plan.
I have had to negotiate various things with my wife and honeydews.
Did you get her a first round pick?
She gets control of my third and fourth round.
Okay. All right.
So that's a trade-off.
Okay, that's not so bad.
So we'll make this work.
Let me throw this out there real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the big benefits of Draft Night, and by the way, they would make a great sponsor.
Draft Night would make a great sponsor if they happen to be listening right now.
Yeah, if they were.
Which they're not.
Yeah. You know, I feel like
no one else is.
Like you said earlier, you and I are about 6 feet tall, right? 6 foot. When I go on Draft Night, I'm like 6'2". I don't know if that has anything to do with Draft Night, but I'm just saying. It's a weird thing. All right,
are you saying they have have magical powers?
Yeah, I'm not.
There are special properties involved in them?
I might say that. Allegedly. So, right. Okay, no, so back to the draft night. It's got a timer on it. The all-seeing eye. The timer is the thing that pushes you along. That if you have... I think first two or three rounds, it's like a 1 minute, maybe 30 second. The back end, you can customize it to have like 20 seconds. So, like, you're on the 14th round of the millionth pick,
yeah.
And you've got Ross. He's passed out in like a large container, like almost like a Stanley
Cup. Of his own drool, most likely.
No, of Mountain Dew. He's hot down. You know, he tried to drink his way out of a case of Mountain Dew, and he's sitting there debating whether or not he should have Alfred Blue or Mike Wallace. You know, so like Eric Decker. And it's like, just pick. You know, like, I don't, like, your draft is already lost.
Analytics, guys.
You lost the draft 8 picks ago. Like, let's just let it die. So that's one of the huge benefits of draft night. And it'll color code kind of who you have, right? So running backs are like a certain color you can kind of quick glance see. So that's what I like about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then, can you clear up some confusion that.
Confusion or collusion?
No collusion.
Hey, I like that. I like
Listen, that. There was no collusion.
Oh, no.
Zero collusion. I was there. Oh, they were there.
Okay.
They were all there. And there was no collusion happening while we were colluding.
I'm Russell, on the record. In the room. Topical.
No. Okay. There's some confusion.
Okay.
As to the format of the way that we are drafting. So I tried explaining this to a neighbor of mine who was like, hey, you know, you had mentioned before that your draft isn't drafting in order all the time. And I said, no, let me explain what I meant by that. Mm-hmm. We're doing something called a snake draft.
Right.
And he didn't understand what I meant by snake draft. Now, I could probably go into detail, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to explain to our listeners what exactly is a snake draft and why did the commissioner choose to draft this way?
Well, that's a great question. First, I wish that the listener out there, maybe two, I don't know, could see my stink face when I'm hearing the story of how does a neighbor ask you what is a snake draft? Did you move? Did you give him a citation?
No, well, okay. To be fair, this is an older neighbor, and I was still trying to explain the concept of fantasy football. And he was like, yeah, back in my day, we didn't have fantasy.
Yeah.
You either played or you didn't. There was no fantasy about playing.
Right.
And it's like,
they used a real pig.
Yeah.
Instead of pigskin, they threw a pig.
It was spider pig.
So, okay, does for him.
Whatever.
So he's old. He's almost done with his time here. Right?
True.
So you gotta be nice to him.
True. And I gotta imagine everybody else knows what snake draft means.
Right,
but.
Right. Okay, okay.
But.
I wanna go off on a tangent, but I won't. But I'm really tempted to, but I seriously won't. So a snake draft, of course, is you basically, if you're picking first, you go through 10, you go one, you know, you have your pick, hamburger, you go one,
yes,
and then 2, 3, 4, and such on, go to 10. Now, if you're the 10th person, you then pick twice. You pick round one, 10th pick, then you pick the first pick of the second round, and then it goes backwards. So picture like a snake in a U. Okay, you are the head of the snake or the tail. Those positions are called the turn, right? So if you're at the turn, meaning it's coming back around.
I gotcha.
That's why when Andy, the keto ninja, decided to jump on fifth place,
yes,
he is unaffected by this snakery.
Yes.
Because as it goes up and down, fifth is the middle.
You will be right in the middle.
You will be right in the middle. So no matter what, if you're fifth, you're going to keep getting the same pick. However, you are seventh.
I did, and I purposely did that.
Correct, and I'm fourth.
Right, because we wanted a palindrome.
We did want
a palindrome.
Yes. So what that means is you and I actually are in palindrome. We have a similar set of picks the way it moves up and down. And if you have any further questions, ask the old man. But let me ask you the sidebar I was going to go on. If you were an old man, would you want to know about fantasy football? Because you're almost, I mean, let's say he's got a few more years of his life. I hope he lives a long life.
Mm-hmm.
But would you want to see this new world now? Would you feel like, I've been missing this? Or would you want to be ignorance is bliss?
No, if I was an old man, I would dominate fantasy football. I would want to be in this world.
I'd go Frank Gifford in the first. The GIF knows what he's doing.
But why, if you are a retired AARP, if I ran AARP magazine monthly, weekly, how much time you got left, on the front cover of that magazine, I would be pushing fantasy football, and if I was DraftKings executive, I would be pushing that on that market. Because what are these people doing in their retirement beside the shuffleboard? If I had all day to analyze players and analysis and stats, oh my goodness, I would dominate.
You think
in
so?
Retirement, I would dominate. See, right. This is why we don't do well. Besides the fact that we're not very good at fantasy football, we've got jobs.
We do have jobs.
With families and kids and responsibility and bills and lawns.
Stink face is coming back, but okay. I love my family and my job and my kids. I just wish why can't we have like a good, why can't draft weekend be draft month? Would that be something?
No.
One can dream.
That's too much.
Though. Well, that's fair. So I'll tell you what, right now, today is August something or another.
15th.
So we'll say it's August 15th today. Because this drops when, the 15th?
We are working on this as of today, the 15th, and the show should be released. We're going to gun for releasing our shows Thursdays. This season.
Today is Wednesday.
Oh,
okay, great.
Yes.
All right, so then I'll say today is, we'll pretend like we just did it.
Oh, I got you.
We got a production team, right? We've got Kyle, Stan, and Billy over there.
We try to get this as close to live as possible.
It's interns. I think we can get more interns from RIT and just say, but anyway, so it's the year 2018.
Yes.
Okay, I want to wait till the year, what year do you consider yourself as very old?
I'm very old right now.
I know, but I mean like old like you were describing.
Oh.
2058?
2058? No.
2068?
2040.
Wow. 2040.
2040.
Year 2040, I want a deep pull. I want this episode back in 2040, and I want you in your just geriatric state to dominate.
Yes.
To dominate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fantasy football.
Oh. Well, I would even push it then to 2035.
No, you can't bring it down.
I'm going to bring it down. Here's why I'm going to bring it down.
The whole point was that you wanted to be old.
No, I am going to be old.
Now you're younger.
No, I'm younger, but I'm still old.
Are you young enough to be pregnant?
Modern science.
Modern science. That's true.
The day I retire.
Please play it's not.
The day I retire is the day I go full-time fantasy.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Mark that down. The day that I retire is the day that I turn into a full-time fantasy football player.
Get fired.
Player.
Retire or get fired.
One of those two.
So
I have a feeling it's going to be one in order to the other.
So I'll be seeing you soon then.
Yes. Fair. Yes, you will.
Okay, so that's how Snake works.
That's how Snakes work.
Yes.
And that's how our draft works. Now, Paul, let me kind of change gears here. Because we've just wasted about 20 minutes of nothing.
Oh, wow.
And why do people tune into a show like this? One, they're probably clicking on the wrong show and still haven't realized that they can click out of the show.
Well, then stay.
Two,
yes.
People might actually tune in to podcasts like this to get deep analytical thought that's going to improve their position in their fantasy league.
Okay.
And what they're hoping, upon hope, is that what we will provide
is
information that will help leap them over others within their league for their draft that is soon approaching.
Wow.
That is what other leagues and other shows are doing right now.
Yep.
Right this very second.
I could not agree with you more.
Our show is not that. So here's my question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Are curses real?
Oh.
Are curses real? Last season, we explored this.
Yes.
Oh, the idea.
We did explore it.
We explored this.
I think I explored it and you denounced it.
I did.
Do you reverse that denouncal?
I am of the mindset to believe in curses. Now, here's the thing.
Oh, okay, but that's a big... That's a position.
That me changing my position...
Okay.
Me changing my position. I am not 100% all in yet, But I am more leaning mm-hmm. towards curse mm-hmm. than shenanigans.
Just like my wife, I wore you down.
Yes, you did. You won.
Win by attrition.
It's a long siege.
People say, how did you get that woman to marry you? I was like, it's a long siege. Just attrition, and eventually she goes, fine. So we hang out long enough. Guess what, buddy? If you might disagree with me at any point, I could say up is down, down is up, north is south. Eventually you'll be like, I guess he's right. I just can't hear it anymore. How do you like that?
Did you just compare me to your wife? am I your wife in this relationship?
Well, kind of.
Why am I the wife?
Well, you could be whatever you want. I don't know. Right. I'm taking that turn.
I don't know.
Girlfriend? You want
girlfriend? Why am I girlfriend?
Well, but compadre, partner.
I like partner. Partner's
okay, fine. All right, you know what? I don't care what you are. To be honest with you, I probably
gotta
talk to you more.
I got to be the wife in this relationship.
I can't talk to my wife about fantasy football. She doesn't want to hear that. I mean, really, like, how much do you... I mean, you can't. I mean,
I talk very close to 0% fantasy with my wife.
I mean, it's an understanding. You know, I don't want to hear about books. And my wife doesn't want to hear about Saquon Barkley anymore. Although I do have three posters I put up in my room like a little kid.
Oh, yeah?
I got the fat head.
You got the fat head? Yeah. You got the fat head.
I took down the picture of my wife and I getting married. I put up a big fat head.
Oh, I'm sure she appreciates that.
She went to some, what was it, Miller and, no, it was Stein and Stein Esquire.
Yeah.
You know what that's about?
No.
I don't know. Something about papers or
no.
About half our stuff.
No.
Nothing?
No. Everything will be fine.
Okay.
Roses.
I'm going to order another post.
Smelling like roses.
Fantastic.
So then, does your wife let you play video games?
I don't play video games, really. I don't have time.
Have you ever heard of a video game mm-hmm. back in the day called John Madden Football?
Oh. I've heard of a video game called Madden Football.
It used to be called John Madden Football back in 1993.
That's what
his face was. And then
his face
was on the game.
Are we going back to curses?
We are going back to curses.
I have to shake your hand.
Thank you. That was a segue.
We are now shaking hands.
Shaking hands makes great radio,
by the
way.
It does. Every episode. I will say this. You have brought the train that was up the rail back.
That's my job. So the question is.
Yes.
1993. John Madden Football changes to Madden.
Oh, man.
And the Madden game, the Madden Football, continues up until the late 90s.
Okay.
In about 1998, John Madden Football uh-huh. started what was called the curse. And the curse of the John Madden Football cover, if you were on the cover of John Madden Football, mm-hmm. That would mean something terrible was going to happen. Now, you could debate on what the finer points of the curse is okay. to immediate curse, meaning that your season is horrible this year, right now. Or the inevitable curse within a year or two, bad things happen. So it could be obvious curse, like you could be a Cleveland Caucasian running back, or it could be a indirect curse mm-hmm. where even though you have a tremendous season, you ultimately kill a guy and don't get the, you know, you don't go to jail for it, but you end up going to the Hall of Fame. So is it a curse? I don't know. The whole definition of curse, uh-huh. if you're on the Madden cover, uh-huh. it's a curse. Here's where I'm going with this.
I'm waiting for it.
Here's where I'm going with this.
Is there a hook here? Okay, got to it.
The person who was on Madden 19 this year.
Okay.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown.
If you are drafting mm-hmm. soon, mm-hmm. is that curse in the back of your head? Are you thinking about the Madden curse if Antonio Brown falls to you?
Right?
Because he could potentially go number one. He could still
Antonio Brown?
I don't know. I'm just saying theoretically. He could theoretically go number one. I'm not saying he will. He probably won't.
Is this a league of all Ross? How is that happening?
All I'm saying is...
Okay.
He's now on the docket. He's on the board.
I'm going to answer this question.
Do you take him knowing that he might be cursed?
I'll answer this question in two parts. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely take him.
Yeah.
It's Antonio Brown.
Okay.
And that curse may be real, but it's not as strong as the best draft curse, which is real. Okay. That's the first part. I would take him in a heartbeat. And number two, I want to answer your question with a question.
Oh.
Where do you think Antonio Brown is going to land? There's so many strong running backs. Does he... six. Six pick... So is he going to make it to the sixth pick or over the sixth?
Over six.
Over six. Okay. How much farther over?
First round.
Is it?
Late first.
Nine?
Potentially.
You don't make 10.
Ten would weaponize Russ, because then he could go.
No, I'm very curious what the first three picks.
He'll go Brown Beckham, and that's scary. That's not great. But he doesn't listen to the show, so he's going to go Brady Gronk. So it's
perfect. No. It's more like Gronk Brady.
That's true.
You gotta secure the Gronk first. You gotta secure him first.
Oh man. All right. He will never get the curse. By the way, Russ will never get the curse of the best draft.
He will never get the curse.
And that's sometimes he says that's why he drafts the way he does.
I'm glad you bring up that curse. So you are not scared of the Madden curse. And let's get to the real topic then.
That's scary.
Our curse, the league. Curse. Man. Now, there are even people who are currently in our league who don't quite understand the ramifications of what could happen this Saturday.
This is like a Halloween movie set in the summertime, right?
Yes.
I'm scared, like The Burbs with Tom Hanks.
I love that movie.
Okay, sorry.
So I need you to first.
Gosh. Okay.
Explain to the people who don't understand our. People understand the Madden curse.
And the old man.
But they don't know. And the old man was listening. He's not listening. But you need to explain our league curse. Oh, what is it?
Yes.
And why should our players be worried about this Saturday?
Okay. Can I get a good backdrop of sound effect while I do this?
Got narrative? It. I'm going to snap my fingers. Go.
Okay, I will. The year was 2008. The time, undisclosed. The location, my basement. Several men gathered there. It looked like a cult ritual.
Got it, popcorn!
That's right. Someone was getting popcorn. They were drafting. And somebody had a gleam in his eye. He was really, really drafting. He bought the magazine. Both of them. At the time, there's probably only two. And he got the greatest draft. He left with us. Like I said, he had a twinkle in his eye. He was literally jumping on both feet and hands somehow. I don't know how he did that, but that's another day, another story. He walked away, and they said, hey, name that I can't disclose, Steve. I think it was the same Steve. First, congratulations on the baby. Second, they said, second, Steve.
I thought it was Joe.
It was Joe. Back to the scariness. They said, congratulations, you just won best draft. He said, that's great. All of a sudden, he tripped over his own mic. He fell and broke his arm in 18 places. And he lost everything. Not the baby, though, because he was never pregnant to begin with. I don't want people to be nervous about that. But
we're pregnant.
Right. But, he lost his lead. And I have not seen him since.
That's a dark tale.
It is a dark tale. And I will sum up this. If you win best draft, you will never win that year. You have zero chance of winning that year. You might win the next year. You might win the year after. Depends on how good your best draft really is. Okay? Hamburger and I had this conversation about the curse of the best draft. There's no curse. You won best draft. You were very excited. Did you, yes or no question, did you win your league?
I did not.
Were you very close to winning your league?
I was in the championship.
Oh, you were you?
I won best draft.
Hold on one second. You won the best draft.
I won best draft.
You were in the championship.
I was in the championship game.
Uh-huh. Now, let's review last year. I won best draft.
Yes, you did.
Where did I find myself at the end of the year?
You were in the championship game.
I was in the championship game. Did I win the league?
You did not.
I did not win the league because I won best draft. So it's something to think about. It's something to mull over. I'm not saying purposefully tank it. All I'm saying is when you see that guy walk out of the draft with a twinkle in his eye saying, I know I crushed it. I'm going to call my wife right now and tell her I'm not a failure. I got this. Kids, come home. And they say, nay, daddy, you won best draft.
I'm done. That's it.
That's our curse. But here's on in all seriousness.
A roundabout way, but yeah.
In all seriousness.
Oh, okay.
I am afraid to get best draft now.
Me too.
It's in the back of my head. I don't want best draft. Like when we get the final report card of how our draft was, I want to see A-. Not best draft. I want the second best draft.
Can I throw this out there? I got B plus and I got a best draft.
You got B plus best draft.
Yeah, how is that a thing?
I don't know.
I just assume
is that all the other nine people in our league draft so poorly that by default By default, you won best draft.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you purposefully sabotage your team, is that bad juju? Does that go against the gods? Like, if you purposely throw a wrench in the works to avoid best draft, are you going to incur the wrath?
Well, yeah, because ultimately you're going to lose the league anyway. Mm. Like, if you try to sandbag this,
yes,
to try to avoid best draft, all you're doing is just setting yourself up for not winning the thing anyway, which is the whole point of playing fantasy football. You play to win the game.
Yes, you do.
Hello?
Hello?
It's like Game of Thrones.
You play to win the game.
There's way more. There's way more. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
That's right. You only got married in real life.
Which is
him and Ygritte.
I know, right?
Well, he locked it down.
Were you invited?
I didn't. I wasn't able to attend. But I will say, do you watch what's that show? Peaky Blinders.
No, I do not.
Oh well, then I guess we'll have just 2 minutes of silence. I shake my head at you. My brother Brennan's going to a wedding in Ireland, and Cillian Murphy might be in attendance. Who's the? He was the guy from 20 Days Later, the lead. Batman Begins. He was the Scarecrow.
No,
what's wrong with you?
No,
I think this might be our last show. You know who Cillian Murphy is?
It's our last show for many reasons.
Is it? No. Sorry, whoever's listening. We're not going to stop. Not for a minute. What are you doing over there?
I am...
You're just on your phone?
I'm looking at my... I was trying to order a pizza. Because we're already up to, what, we're past 30 minutes on the show, and we have done nothing
that's
for
not
our listeners.
That's necessarily true, because a pizza guy or gal would actually raise our listener base by one.
That's true.
That's why we get the pizza.
But we'd end up having two tip the delivery person.
Yeah, that's you. You ordered it, you tip.
Well, I ordered it, you tip. That's how this works. But you know what we need to do? You know
get
what we
back
do?
To our focus here.
It's been we have messed with our listeners long enough.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's give them something.
Okay, I'm ready for it. Yep.
You want to play a game?
Oh, I want to play a game. I'm ready to play a game.
Okay,
I'm ready.
We were talking about Antonio Brown,
AB, right?
And we were talking about curses.
Yes, we were.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, if Antonio Brown falls to you and you select Antonio Brown,
false meaning,
you would put your team in a good situation to win because he's a top-rated wide receiver.
You could pick him first overall. You're right about that. And you'd still be
and you'd still be okay. Mm-hmm. And see, here's the thing. We are drafting not through Yahoo, but Yahoo is running our league.
Yes.
Yahoo has put together their list, their suggestions of who the top players are within the league. And so I'm looking at who Yahoo says are the top wide receivers in the NFL right now for fantasy.
Okay.
And they based this off of half PPR stats.
Okay.
Now, real quick, can you explain to the audience what a PPR is?
Point per reception. Every time you catch the ball, you get 1 point.
We are half PPR.
You get 0.5 every time someone catches the ball. So if you have someone like a Julian Edelman, who's a reception machine, he might not score a touchdown, but he'll get probably 150 receptions a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's 150 points. A lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
All right, but he might not score. If you have a half PPR, you don't look at Julian Edelman the same because that's only 75 points as opposed to 150.
So we are half PPR.
Yes, we are.
And Yahoo, who we are using, has suggested that in a half PPR league, the number one wide receiver would be, drum roll, Antonio Brown.
Wow, that's a shot.
Okay. Now, no surprise there.
Okay.
Here's my game.
I'm ready for it.
Can you give our listeners, in your opinion, one other wide receiver who you would say right now is either overrated or underrated?
Absolutely.
I'm going to call this game overrated or underrated. I am not a creative guy.
You know you're not.
No.
Okay. I think Michael Thomas is completely underrated. I think Michael Thomas is going to be – he's going about fifth or sixth on the wide receiver chart. I think the guy is the number one target for Drew Brees. He's got a Hall of Fame quarterback throwing it to him. I think that if you – Michael Thomas is a guy who could fall to you. If you're Andy, if you are like an Andy kind of guy, God help you. But
congratulations.
Eat some bacon. And so my point is if you're drafting 4, 5, 6 – which is the middle of the snake, all right? And Michael Thomas comes back to you on the turn. So now second round, you see Michael Thomas there. I would jump all over it. I mean, he's a guy who I think has wide receiver 2 overall potential. He's basically an Odell Beckham with a better quarterback.
Yeah, that's fair.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So I'm also thinking of a wide receiver.
Okay.
I'm not going to play the game as hard as you. I was thinking about this the other day, okay. And I'm listening to the talking heads on the podcast and the sports radio and what have you, and they started talking about the return of Andrew Luck. No. Hear me out for a moment.
Shaved his neck beard.
He's no longer neck beard. But here's the thing about Andrew Luck that really got me going.
Okay.
When a quarterback is out for an extended period of time.
Oh, this is a great question. Okay.
When a quarterback is out for an extended period of time and they return slotted as the number one in the number one spot.
Ridiculous.
Do you know what these quarterbacks tend to do?
Regress?
Well, yes, but the way they end up regressing is by trying to throw their way out of the injury.
Yes.
To try to, they basically, it's an overcompensation. So my thought then is, what does that do to a wide receiver like T.Y. Hilton?
Oh, wow. I'm glad you brought him up.
So T.Y. Hilton, I think, might be a little underrated, but underrated in the sense that you are going to have a quarterback who is going to be desperately chucking it a lot.
Have you seen?
He's going to be trying to prove to everybody, I'm back, I'm mobile, mm-hmm. I'm throwing,
I've got
no neck beard. Yes!
Yeah. Have you seen T.Y. Hilton's stats with and without Andrew Luck?
Go on.
Okay. His stats with Andrew Luck, he is, I think he finished wide receiver like 7 when he has Andrew. And when I say wide receiver 7, I mean the 7th best wide receiver after the end of a season. With Andrew Luck, 7. Without Andrew Luck, he wasn't even in like top 30. Okay. If you find yourself in a position to draft T.Y. Hilton, it's basically a 50-50 lottery ticket.
Huh.
Because he could hit, or he could really hit. Or he could miss. You're going to die on Andrew Luck Hill if Andrew Luck decides to regrow that neck beard and completely spit the bed there on that one. So I think that Andrew Luck stays upright. Hey, T.Y. Hilton's great. Andrew Luck goes out. You best be selling T.Y. Hilton. No one's going to buy him. It's hot garbage after
that. Right. Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's keep this game going. I'm going to give you a tougher round.
Oh, okay.
Next round, a little bit tougher. We talked about Andrew Luck. Uh-huh. Let's move to quarterbacks.
Oh,
this one is always the trickiest one to nail down.
Okay.
So according to Yahoo Sports, as of right now, mm-hmm. number one quarterback, no surprise, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron.
Rodgers is, for the last 3 years, has been.
He's literally in a tier by himself. He's tier one. Everyone else is like two. Yes. He's the best.
So.
Yeah.
There's Aaron Rodgers,
yep.
And then there's everybody else,
yep.
More or less.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a quarterback, because this is always the toughest one.
Okay.
Give me another quarterback who's either overrated or underrated. This one's tricky.
This is a tricky one.
An overrated or underrated quarterback for this season.
I'm going to say something that's going to make people... I'm dropping a hammer right now. You ready for this?
Okay.
Deshaun Watson is overrated.
Ooh.
Yeah, he is. He is. He played 4-5 great games. Like he lit the world on fire. I had Deshaun Watson. I thought he was great. Can he replicate what he did last year? No. He has a torn ACL on each leg. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tore left in college. I believe he tore the right one last year. He's a mobile quarterback. Okay, let's look at our friend Robert Griffin III. Okay, he had a great year for, oh my goodness, look at him go. He did so well, and then he got injured. He never really came back. Now, I understand the circumstances are slightly different, because I do believe that Watson's a much better quarterback than RG3. But I think Watson's going to go maybe right after Aaron Rodgers. Are you insane? I don't believe it, but he will. And people will say, oh, no, he was on... He was on par for 65 touchdowns, which he was. Answer me this, Hamburger. Was there film on Watson?
No.
No, there wasn't. What happens after usually October week 5 or 6 in the NFL? What do people generally have in front of them at their disposal?
Free agents.
Free agents and game film.
Oh, well, sure. There's tape. There's tape.
There's tape. There was no tape on him at all. He was just pretty fresh. Okay, that's great. No tape. Defenses haven't been able to zero in on him, and they're going to. It's always the guy like Aaron Rodgers who's going to be the best because he's a pocket passer. Aaron Rodgers. You got Peyton Manning was a great pocket passer. Drew Brees is a great pocket passer. Eli Manning, not so much. right? But that's why Cam Newton is a great quarterback who can rush for touchdowns, not one that can throw for touchdowns. So I just
I would put Cam Newton into the category of overrated, but I want to talk about Cam Newton.
Okay, all right, let me throw it back at you. You had some time to think.
Okay.
What you got? Yeah.
All right, so here's a quarterback that again, been thinking about, and he's not overrated, he's not underrated, he is right where he should be. A middle of the pack quarterback, and I can only 100% agree because I don't know what to make of him. I'm talking about Dak Prescott.
Wow, I was wondering if you were going to go Dak. Okay.
So here's the thing. I'm actually reading scouting reports on the Cowboys, and I'm mostly doing that selfishly because I'm a Giants fan.
Of course.
And I like to look at other teams in the division. Yes. Do you know what the Dallas offense is supposed to be like this season? Have you read this?
When you say Dallas offense, you mean Ezekiel Elliott?
Ezekiel, no. This is going to go back to that running back category. Wait until you hear what they plan on doing with Zeke because of Dak Prescott.
They're going to split him up?
Yes. They are.
Really?
Literally.
Wow.
They are going
to.
The plan
split
is
out, yeah.
Spread offense. They want to run a Chip Kelly pro Oregon Philadelphia before they ran a championship style spread offense.
This thing faces
a spread offense. Dallas is gonna run a spread offense where wait for it. Zeke is supposed to be taking most of the snaps out as like a wide receiver.
What? Not even in the slot? In the slot?
They said slot / out. Over 50% of the snaps are with Zeke spread.
They have no running. They have no quarterback. Or excuse me, they have no wide receivers.
That's why they're doing this to Zeke. What they're hoping is hoping that they can roll the pocket out for Prescott.
Oh, man. That's bad.
He's neither overrated nor underrated. I am nervous about Zeke now. For if Zeke fell to me as a running back in the third round.
Okay.
Third round.
Okay.
He falls to me in the third round.
Okay, sure.
Right?
Okay. Would you take him?
I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
I want to say yes.
Wow.
Because he's right there.
I might take
but
him.
But now I don't know. But if he falls to you in the late third round, because here's the thing, if he falls to me in the third round, that means it's gonna be late third round.
Let me put a note in there. You have to know your league. Andy is a Dallas Cowboys fan. He's 5. When you know the people in your league, you know if they're going to pick up. Does Andy pass on Dak Prescott in the third round at 5?
That's way too early for our quarterback, especially that tier of her.
Dak Prescott in the third?
Later.
Fourth? When does Andy take Dak Prescott?
Early fifth. No, mid-fifth.
Mid-fifth?
Because he's got the fifth pick. Mid-fifth.
All right, mid-fifth.
Mid-fifth. Okay. And even then, I'd say that's a little too early. But who are we? I am not in the business of yucking someone else's yum.
I'm not sure what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
So then let's...
I like that take.
Let's move to the last round then.
Okay. I'm ready.
I talked about my qualms with Zeke.
Yeah.
Let's talk about running backs.
Oh.
Yahoo.
Yes.
Right now. And this is fairly obvious because not only is he the number one player of running backs, he's the number one player in the league. And you know, and I changed it from half PPR to PPR to no PPR.
Mm-hmm.
And he was number one in all three.
Okay.
The girly man.
I say don't be a girly man.
He's number one. You should like him. He's number one. But that's not the game we're playing.
Okay.
For us to decide whether Gurley Man is good or not, that's not debatable.
Okay. What he's good at football.
He is very good at football. Now, my question for you then is, who is the running back that you feel is either most overrated or underrated? This is the last one here.
I think Saquon Barkley. I think no one should draft him ever. I think he's the worst.
He's a bum.
He's a bum.
Did you see how he only got 39 yards on his first touch?
Oh,
what a bum. Dude should have at least gotten 42.
All right, I'm ready for the answer to this question. I think that an overrated running back. I'm going to go ahead and say... oh, man, this was a tough one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm Kareem Hunt.
Holy. Yeah. I was going to say Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, really?
Oh, jeez.
Shaking your hand right now.
Shaking hand on radio. Make sure you're right.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, Kareem I was Hunt. Really going to say Kareem really? Hunt. I was going to talk about The Hangover, but you go. Wow. You go, yeah.
Well, I feel like, can we say it together?
I mean, like... No, because I'm the wife I'm supposed to be.
That's not true. It's shared responsibility. I'll cover Kareem Hunt, and you've got to scramble for somebody new.
Okay, that's fine.
I think Kareem Hunt, you know, he exploded onto the scene last year, and I think I was saying this to Ben the other day, that I wasn't too hot on Kareem Hunt because just that. I mean, he's back up to Spencer Ware. Spencer Ware goes down. By the way, Ray picked up Kareem Hunt last year, like... What is he, a time traveler? How did he even know? He drafted Kareem Hunt. If you drafted Kareem Hunt, then tell me what the future lies, because, dear Lord. It was a freak thing, you know. And so, okay, this year he comes back. Patrick Mahomes is under center, who can actually throw the ball farther. You know, he can throw it farther than them mountains, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not so much Alex Smith anymore, okay? Ball's going to be spread out. I don't think Andy Reid has ever had a number one running back except for Jamal Charles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, really. Seriously. And, like, so
That can't be true.
I believe it is.
All right, no, go on.
Maybe some time in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's where my Rolodex is going back to.
I mean, all right, so my point being...
Sure.
You've got to get the Rolodex out. To think of the last time this coach had a running back one. Yeah, I think it was an outlier. I think that you've got Spencer Ware back. I think they want to... I heard him saying something about sharing reps with Hunt. I think
you're not sold.
Hunt in the third, yes. Hunt in the second, fool's gold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't need to scramble for mine because I was already
the show and took a half hour break.
You're not supposed to tell them the secrets. Okay. The secrets.
Yeah.
I am thinking about a running back who might actually be just slightly. Underrated, but not because of his general skill, but because of the media bump that he's about to get has gotten this week.
Let's hear it.
I'm thinking of a player from Miami.
Miami player, okay, yeah.
Kenyon Drake. Have you heard the story?
I haven't. Do we have breaking news?
That's slightly breaking news. Breaking-ish. There's somewhat breaking news, not breaking news, because I'm not even sure if this is a real news story. It's maybe the media is just bored because it's a midweek of the second week of the draft.
Frank Gore hit him with his cane.
Yeah. Nope, that's not it. Here's the thing. Drake ended up getting one of his players cut. So, not to go into full, long detail of what happened, because I'm not 100% sure of the story either, but it looks like during practice this week, there was a cheap shot on Drake. Defensive lineman had a dirty play after the play was over. They had the ones going against one offense going against the one defense, and play's over. Drake's walking back to the huddle or moving away from the play, and he gets a cheap shot on his leg.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, that guy's done.
He was cut the next day. Immediately cut the next day. So I didn't even read the whole article. All I see is the headline, Drake gets so-and-so defensive player cut this week after a cheap shot. Wow. And I was like, oh, geez. But now I'm thinking about Drake. We're talking about Drake. Drake knows that everyone's looking at him, so he might actually get a slight bump. It's not huge breaking news, but...
Up or down?
But it's a bump up. You got people looking at you. You're going to perform better when you have more eyes on you. I'm thinking his performance, his production, is going to be a little bit better.
No, I think the Fountain of Youth, the old man...
You don't think that gives him a little bump going into week one?
Yeah, they brought Frank Gore. I think Frank Gore is going to make him do one or two.
Obsolete?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So you think it's a nothing burger?
A big old nothing burger.
Well, fine then.
Two buns and nothing in it.
I see your nothing burger, and I go to some slightly worse breaking news.
What? More breaking news?
And this breaking news isn't all that football related, but it goes back to our previous show.
Yes. Wow, it's all coming around today.
It's coming full circle.
Okay.
It's inconceivable. No, wait, no, never mind. No, I'm not even going to do a sound drop for that one. Ah, never mind. You can't do that one.
Inconceivable!
LeSean McCoy.
Yes?
This actually came out last night. I'm in bed last night.
Yes.
Looking at CNN. I'm following the regular news. And breaking sports comes across my phone.
You sat up?
I still stayed laying down because, you know, I'm a very lazy man. And there seems to be a development in the LeSean McCoy story.
Okay.
So for those of you who don't remember, earlier this month, LeSean McCoy has a house in Atlanta where his ex-girlfriend is now staying under squatter's rights. They had broken up, I think, over a year ago. So and she just stays in the house because of squatter rights that they have in Georgia, apparently. She refuses to leave. Weird. So what it looks like is that she was attacked.
Okay.
She was hurt pretty badly, had to go to the hospital. That's terrible. And the alleging is that McCoy had something to do with it. Now, he physically didn't do the assault, but they're claiming that maybe a friend of McCoy was involved. Oh. There's a little bit of collusion, and
that's
McCoy
not good.
Hires a friend to go hurt the ex-girlfriend. Again, all of this is alleged. So here's the breaking update.
Okay, right.
A judge in Atlanta has now granted McCoy the eviction that he wanted for the girlfriend.
Wow.
She has to leave. So there's going to be a marshal. Both attorneys for them are going to be present. She has to be out of the house completely within like the next 2 weeks or so.
Okay.
McCoy isn't anywhere near this physically because he's still doing preseason stuff with the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
And none of this is still connected to the ongoing investigation that is whether or not McCoy had anything to do with the assault on the ex-girlfriend. So this is breaking news. But is this something or is this another nothing burger as far as the ramifications of McCoy and whether or not you draft him this weekend?
Wow, this is a big deal.
I still think it's in the same spot. If he falls to you late, you pick him up. Anything that bad is going to happen probably won't happen until after the first quarter of the season.
You've got angry girlfriend.
And then you let him go later.
Girlfriend's homeless now. She's out. She's got no home. You know, she's going to be looking maybe for some revenge if she's upset with him.
What are you saying?
I'm saying things might not be so great in Shakytown.
You think that this now homeless ex-girlfriend
she's got more
is going to
go after him,
find a way to get from Georgia to Western New York to create some shenanigans of her own?
I am hoping that doesn't happen. Hell has no wrath, like a woman scorned. And also kicked out of her house.
If McCoy falls to you in the seventh round, then do you draft?
The seventh round?
Yes.
Yes, of course. I'm not stupid. I'll take him in the seventh round.
Okay, then. Then just make nothing burger.
A little question. If he falls to you in the fifth round, do you take him? That's a quarterback round sometimes. That's a tight end round.
Oh, how many running backs do I have at this moment? Just one, right?
It's a fifth round.
A fifth round. I've got to have at least one top running back at this point, right?
Yeah, you've got your bell count, sure.
All right, so if I already have, if he's not my first running back.
Only one.
I only have one running back right now, and now it's the fifth. And for me, that's late fifth, which means I've got another pick coming up pretty quick in the sixth.
On the turn, as they say.
On the turn, I might do it.
Really?
Depending on, well, you know what? There's just so many. I don't know. That's tricky because I'm curious who else is left.
Which members of our league take him?
Ooh.
And when?
Yeah. Who takes him? Taco.
You think Ben would take him?
Yes.
Because he's a Buffalo fan.
Yes. Because he believes he's all about that forgiveness.
Wow.
He's married to the cloth. That's got to count for something. Forgiveness.
And Pinto Run. That's true.
All right, so then nothing burger.
So okay, all right. What about the Randy Man? You don't think he would be sly and try to get in there? The Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Oh, you know, I honestly can't get inside that man's brain. I am completely in the dark as to how the inner workings of this over. You know who's overrated?
Who's overrated?
I would say Macho Man might be a little overrated. Yeah, yeah. Oh, but we have been hyping him, and we have been hyping him. No, no, the
media and their lies. Yeah. It's all that crooked Macho Man. Machi Man Randy.
Where do you power rank people in our own league? Give me top two, bottom 10. Give me top, 1, 2, and 9, 10.
Oh, top two.
Yep.
Top two, yep. Top two, yep. Top two.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you top three.
All right, that's fine. That's fair.
I'll give you top three.
Okay.
Power ranking number one, Ray.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ray, huh?
Yeah, by default.
Ray came in last year. Ben told me on the phone, Mike won the league, not Ray.
Oh.
He came in last.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I thought Ray won.
It's too late.
He is number one then. Wow. Then Redemption Swan Song.
Uh-huh.
Redemption Swan Song. Ray?
Uh-huh.
Number one.
Okay. All right. So.
Followed by.
Yeah.
Followed by.
Okay.
Me.
Wow. Okay. That's two.
Followed by.
Yes.
Ross.
Wow. Really?
Ross has a plan.
Ross has a plan.
You ever see what happens when you have a dog in a kennel and you just abuse? Eventually, that dog will turn around and just wreak havoc.
You think? You're getting upset. I'm not Santa Claus. Back up.
Top three.
Wow, okay.
Bottom three.
Bottom two.
Bottom two.
Is that even fair? Is that even nice to do?
Bottom two.
Okay.
Bottom two.
Let's hear it.
Andrew?
Wow, okay, Andy, that's a good one.
Because for some reason, all that bacon is now growing a neck beard.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how that happened.
Did you say neck beard?
Neck beard.
No, you said net beard.
I said neck beard. You did this before.
I won last
time. No, you did not win last time.
You played a horn, I won. Everyone knows it.
I played the horn because I wanted to hear Chuckman Jody, which I'm pretty sure I said that wrong.
Okay, well.
I'm not playing any more horn. You're not making me go back into the tape. I know what I said.
You said net beard, not
neck
beard.
I said neck beard.
Net beard.
No. No.
Horn on three.
No.
Horn.
Okay. Yeah, I hate you. And then that last you.
Thank you.
You know why?
Thank you so much.
Because you make me have to rewind the show. We're like way over an hour at this point now.
We usually do it. We average about an hour.
Let's finish with one last thing. Because we never actually fully did this on the last show.
Okay.
Who gets picked number one in our draft? We had a bet going.
Yeah.
Who do we think is going to be the actual, not the person who's in our play, who's picking number one.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the player who ultimately gets picked number one? Because I have a feeling it's probably not going to be the girly man.
What?
I've got a feeling. The girly man doesn't go number one. So we're going to make a bet. We're going to make a bet.
Mm-hmm.
I am, when the show is over, I'm going to take my bet. I'm going to put it in an envelope.
I'm going to do you one better on your bet.
Uh-huh.
You predict the first round. I predict the first round. Whoever gets it closest, buys the other a refreshment.
Then that means we would have, so there's no shenanigans.
No, I'll write it down. I'll put it in an envelope.
We'll write it down, put it in an envelope. All right, here's the thing. Yeah. We'll write it down. We'll put it in an envelope.
Okay.
Right? And then we have the other person sign it.
But then I could see your picks.
No, it's an envelope, folded on a piece of paper.
Oh,
right? And we close the envelope, and then we sign it, so then we know nobody has opened the envelope.
Can I use my wax seal?
You can.
I will.
With your ring.
Oh, yes. Very nice. Love it. Love it.
All right. Well, then we will do that, and then let's finish the show up. We've run way too long. I do, on all seriousness, I want to send a huge, huge thank you out to a fan of the show.
Big fan.
A man by the name of Will Shira of Shira Graphics. If you haven't noticed and you clicked on our show, mm-hmm. we have brand new cover art.
Beautiful. Really nice.
It's a very, very fun looking stuff. That cover art was donated to us by Shira Graphics. Look them up.
Unless we blow up and then we have to have him sign like
that. I'm pretty sure we're going to have to pay. We have paid him zero cash. Oh. He did it out of just his pure love of the show.
It's a very good, that's what I'm saying. It's a really good.
I did lie and say that we were like Joe Rogan or something. So he probably thinks that we're part of.
Like Joe Rogan.
we're a way more popular podcast.
Oh, did you really say that? Oh, no. Tell them we're popular in Greenland. Greenland's number one.
And, no. and if you haven't caught us yet on our other platforms, it is official. We are now no longer on Friendster, Napster, Adult Friend Finder. We are legit.
Speak for yourself.
Our show is now live. Our show is now live on not only Apple iTunes, our show is now live on the Google Podcast. And again, a thank you to CastBox, our home pod. Provider, podcast provider. Thank you as always. And thank you guys for tuning in to the show once again. Sorry we ran a little long, but this was a supersized show. We had a lot that we need to get through.
And just sorry.
Just sorry in general. We got to stop. We are sounding so Canadian.
Oh, yeah, you are. You know what?
You apologize once, and then that's it.
If you're in it past 1 hour, it's your own fault.
You made it this far. That's on you. That's no longer our fault. You know what? Apology rescinded. Shame on you.
Re-examine your life.
Shame.
Loser.
Shame.
Hamburger and Paul, out.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. I've said it before. This is it's a horrible show.
We're done.
I don't know why people...
Hey, hamburger for Paul Hamburger and Paul.